We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo made his escape from the castle of the Old Man of the Mountain by means of a secret and treacherous path, and battled his way down the mountain until he arrived at the camp of the Khan of Persia. Eventually, he was shown into the presence of the Khan, who had first treated him as an enemy. Eventually, however, Marco Polo persuaded the Khan that he wished to help him, and he offered to show the secret path to the Persian soldiers. That night, Niccolo Polo, Matthew, and Benno were still wandering about the grounds of the castle. They were intercepted by an officer, and eventually Prince Alauddin, the Old Man of the Mountain, came on the scene. He ordered that the three Venetians be seized and put to death.
Mighty prince, what will you gain by killing us? We are three travelers. Your men attacked us, robbed us of our goods. We were merely going on a peaceful mission to promote trade between our country and Persia.
I am not interested in that. I have stolen your goods, and in some way you have deceived me. Where is Marco Polo, the tall young man? Why is he hiding from me?
I fear, most high, that he has escaped.
How could he escape? I bade you watch over these men. If Marco Polo has escaped, then you shall die.
But, most high, I could not watch over these men and at the same time take part in repelling the invaders.
I'm surrounded by fools. I do not like these Venetians. I offered to take them into my household. I gave them some of the precious drug, hashish, gave them a taste of paradise, and yet they turned from me. Let them die now.
I beg that you give us a few moments before we die. Let us make peace with our Christian God.
Make your peace with your God, then your head shall be struck from your shoulders.
Oh, my master, it seems that now we are to die.
All hope has gone, Benno. To your knees and pray that your soul may be saved. I ask pardon for bringing you on this hazardous journey, for leading you to your death.
At least I may pray that my master, Marco Polo, has reached safety.
Niccolo, my brother, ask no forgiveness from me, for none is needed. We have braved many hazardous journeys together. We have done much for Venice. We have been honest, God-fearing men, and I die with a clear conscience. Let me clasp your hand, brother.
I clasp your hand, Matthew. I am prepared to die. And may the Holy Father in heaven receive our souls.
Amen.
Amen.
Enough of this. Let their heads be struck from their shoulders.
What has happened? Look! The grounds are full of Persian soldiers. They're coming over that wall.
Father, uncle, where may I find you?
May the Lord be praised. Marco Polo, my son, you have returned in triumphant favor.
My prayers are answered. I knew Marco Polo would return.
Let my men rally. We shall fight to the death.
The Persian soldiers poured over the wall at the rear of the castle. Their plans were well laid. Marco Polo had led hundreds of them up the tortuous path. Then they had erected barricades so that they could easily leap the walls. The soldiers of the Old Man of the Mountain were caught unawares. They tried to rally, but in vain. Wave after wave of Persian soldiers swept down upon them. A pitched battle took place around the castle. The four Venetians watched the battle, and at last the Persians prevailed. Then commenced the slaughter. The robber army was mercilessly put to the sword. But Prince Alauddin fought like a man possessed until he was surrounded by Persian soldiers. Then he was disarmed and dragged into the castle. The noise and tumult of battle died down. The Old Man of the Mountain had been defeated. The nightmare robber of the roads had at last been brought to defeat. Later that night, the Khan of Persia was carried into the castle in a silken litter, borne by six huge men. His throne was carried into the great audience chamber. Then he sent for the four Venetians. Marco Polo, with his father, his uncle, and his servants, strode down the beautiful tiled audience chamber. This time, the Persian soldiers stood on guard on either side. Marco Polo and his companions bowed low before the Khan.
You may rise, my friends. And you, Marco Polo, I thank from the bottom of my heart. You will not find that the Khan of Persia is ungrateful. Ask what you will, within reason, and it shall be yours.
Oh, most high and noble Khan of Persia, it was through your good offices that I was able to save the lives of my father, my uncle, and my servant. They stand before you now, and they offer you their thanks.
Indeed, we offer you our thanks, most noble Khan. We were bound for your country, and you were attacked by the soldiers of the Omans and the people of Venice. We had goods to offer you for trade. We wish to establish regular trade between Persia and Venice.
Unfortunately, most high, those goods were stolen from us by the old man of the mountain.
The goods will be found and restored to you. We will trade with the people of Venice. And from now on, the roads will be safe. I give you my promise of that. But first, you shall see me dispense justice. Let Aloardin, he who is called the old man of the mountain, be brought before me. Come, my friends, stand by my side. A robber, a murderer, a villain is about to meet his just deserts. He has never shown mercy, nor will he receive mercy. See, they drag him before me now. To your knees, dog.
Aloardin, the old man of the mountain, go to his knees before no man.
For many years have you resisted the forces of the law. For many years have you robbed, plundered, and made your name a terror to law-abiding people.
For many years I repelled the forces of the Khan of Persia. For many years I defied you. And but for ill fortune, I would have defied you again.
Nevermore will you defy me nor any man. My thanks are due to this young man, Marco Polo, who showed me the means of defeating you.
I place 1,000 curses upon Marco Polo. Would that I had slain him when I first set eyes on him.
He will be rewarded for what he has done. But you shall die.
I know I am to die soon. I am to go to paradise. Mayhap it will be the same paradise which I have often visited in my dreams when I have taken hashish. Nevermore will I taste the drug. Mine has been a long life and an eventful life, O Khan. Now I am ready to die.
You will find no place in paradise. You will suffer tortures and torments. Take him from here. Let his head be struck from his body.
I go, and I go happily. I know that soon I will be in paradise, surrounded by beautiful women, tasting the wine of Allah. I go now, and I make my peace with Allah. The old man of the mountain is not afraid of death.
The world is well rid of such a scoundrel.
One must admire the man's courage, O Most High.
Speak no more of him, it does not please me. And now, my friends, what do you ask for a reward?
Our reward is to be allowed to trade with Persia. The return of our goods, which we may exchange for rugs and valuables from your land.
We have many wonders from our own land, which we can place before you, most noble Khan.
The old man of the mountain kept a veritable treasure house here. I have already looked on many wonders. Mayhap your goods are amongst them. I make you welcome to Persia. You shall travel to my capital with me. You will meet my wise men and counselors. I trust that you will make many visits to my land, bringing your goods in exchange for mine. I have heard of Venice.
We also carry messages from the Pope at Rome. He gives you greetings and extends his hand in friendship.
Come with me to my capital. I shall give you messages for the Pope and I will send presents to him. We wish to live at peace with our fellow men, to trade with them. But I would that you would travel to China. There to meet my illustrious brother, Kublai Khan.
Kublai Khan?
He who is known as the Great Khan?
Yes, he is known as the Great Khan, the head of all the Tatar tribes. No man has ever penetrated his land, his city, the palace of gold and silver and marble, the treasures in precious stone, the wonders of which his wise men are the masters.
We can never go to China, Most High. They kill white men. They hate them.
If I send you to China, you will be safe.
But we must have special goods to trade with China. Many times have I had a dream that someday I would go to China and view all the wonders of that mighty land, to bow before the great Kublai Khan. But I must take him gifts. I must take in messages from the Pope.
Hear me. There is a beauteous maiden in my city whom I wish to offer to my brother, Kublai Khan, as one of his wives. There are many lawless men in my land, and I must keep my soldiers near me to subdue these lawless rebels, just as I have subdued the old man of the mountain. But I beg and pray that you will accompany this beauteous maiden who is to be offered as a bride to my illustrious brother.
You are asking us to accompany her to China.
We cannot go
to accompany her to China.
We cannot go to China. They will kill us there. It is known that they have passed the law that no white man is welcome there.
Peace, my brother. We shall hear what the Khan of Persia has to say.
My brother will make you welcome if you carry messages from me. I will give you a ruby ring, which you will but have to show in order to obtain an entry to Peking, my brother's city.
Tell me if this beautiful woman is to be married to your brother.
Her name is Zelana. She is as beautiful as an angel from paradise. Her hair is almost as black as the wing of the raven. Her skin is milky white, and her eyes are brown, limpid pools of glory. She is a worthy bride for my brother, the great Kublai Khan. Already he has 26 wives, but I swear that Zelana, the 27th, shall be his favorite. And he will thank me 1,000 times for having bestowed her upon him.
I never thought that we would have a chance to visit China. You have always wanted this chance, Father.
Yes, Marco. I have always wanted this chance. And it seems by your bravery and resource you have obtained it for me.
It seems like a dream. No white man has ever gone to China. We do not know how we will be greeted there.
I have told you that Kublai Khan is my brother, and that you will go to China under safe escort from me. Come, my friend. What do you say?
We would like to undertake your task, O mighty Khan. But I beg you, allow us to return to our own home first, that we may gather fitting presents for the great Kublai Khan.
Can I trust you to return?
If I give you my word, I will return.
I swear that I will return, most mighty Khan.
I go where my brother and his son lead me. We shall return.
No white man has ever penetrated China. If you are brave and courageous, you will see wonders which they have never even dreamed.
I speak for my father and my uncle, O mighty Khan. We shall accept your offer. We shall do what no white man has ever done before. We shall visit China and make obeisance to the great Kublai Khan.